the relationships for Christ. That's very important. Our students have very difficult home lives on the reservation. Alcoholism and drug addiction are prominent. So the kids come in with a lot of turmoil, and sometimes they have a hard time adjusting from being home and then coming back to school for the dorm life each week. And there's a transition time that happens just about every week because they've had some heavy things happen at home. So pray for our students. Right now we have 2nd grade through 10th grade. Pray that the Holy Spirit just reaches them, ministers to them, and helps them. And we're trying to reach their families by being available for them, whether it be emotional support or maybe food or whatever they may need. We try to give them clothing when we have it to share and to show them that we really genuinely care for them.
For the staff unity, for understanding each child, for patience, God's guidance, that the children will understand what's being taught. I don't exactly know what the word I should use, but they will pick up the information that they need readily. And that's God's plan. And then his supplying the physical needs, that pretty well takes care of it, I think.
So the one thing that, for absolute fact, that I know that the children need prayer for is, I've noticed in...
In my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. My life. In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
I get the privilege to talk about the work we did on campus. Jamie and Katie got to work a lot in the kitchen. They were absolutely wonderful in making sure everyone had everything they needed in any situation. I went into this trip just going with the flow, whatever AICM wanted done, I was ready to knock it out. Day one we got there, we were told that we were loading up the blue bus with food that we were taking for lunch. Well, thank goodness Katie and Jamie volunteered for kitchen duty. We all got the wonderful privilege of kitchen duty, which is a preference. Which, in my preference, cleanup is way better than cooking, because when it comes to cooking, I have no idea what I'm doing. Roger, Daniel, and I had the wonderful privilege of digging a trench with a guy named Dominic. After not knowing what we were going to do till the morning of, we dug that trench for a couple days. Roger went back on the third day to help finish up the trench, and the same day got to clean out some gutters that were desperately in need. Daniel and I had the privilege of putting up some conduits for some kind of wire that could be ran through it. I could have just jumped up there and do it like it was no big deal. Instead, I let Daniel do it. And we worked together as a team. What I love the most about that day was I got to teach Daniel some things that I was taught. He probably already knew it, but I got to teach him anyway. Thursday, we cleaned out a truck, talked, and then helped move some dirt and that came from the trench, talked some more, just trying to get to know the staff. Then loaded up the blue bus and went out to the res. In all reality, I really enjoyed this trip. By far my favorite trip. No offense to the ones I went with in the past. This year is the smallest team we've ever taken. What I love the most is the bond we got to create within each other. It's a humbling feeling knowing that you have younger people watching you. For such a small team, we had the privilege to get a lot accomplished. It was hot every day, but we managed to tackle anything and everything that was thrown our way. I'm so thankful I had the opportunity to go on this trip. I love you guys.
Mission, we were able to go to Civic U, Arizona, which is a place on the reservation. These kids in Civic U don't have the best home life. Some of these kids don't have a father or mother or someone who they can look up to, someone who can be a role model to them. And with this, they don't always know how to exactly act and with the other kids. But when the Blue Bus and people like us come, we are able to give these kids hope and joy. They have people who love, when the Blue Bus goes, they know that they have people who love them, care for them. Most of these kids, like Zach said, they let down their guards. We get to give them time just to be kids. Knowing a lot of these sweet kids take care of their younger siblings and even take care of their parents or grandparents. We got to play, as you saw. We played basketball and baseball. We painted each other's nails. We colored a lot. And with them, and Daniel got to teach them about our Lord, which is one of the most amazing things I can say. Thank you.
As Jamie said, I got to teach a lesson out on the Blue Bus, and it was a fairly simple lesson. The first one Dad did, and it was a five-finger exercise, including your palm, and it goes, the palm was grace of God, your pointer finger was faith. Point your finger was confession that he was Lord, forgiveness of sin. I'm doing this wrong, sorry. Alright, grace of God, faith, confession that he is Lord, forgiveness of sin, repentance. Ah, I forgot repentance. It's not on here. That must have been why I was getting it wrong. Well, it was fairly simple, and. The other one we did was about prayer, and I taught this lesson. It was praise, thanksgiving, confession of sin, others, and then self. And I learned a lot from this experience, and I got asked questions about the lesson, and I thought that was awesome that I got to impact children's lives, and I'm excited to go back next week.
To be 5'5", but I didn't make it. So, you'll notice here that we are a very small team and that the group shot of our team is much larger. There are some unfamiliar faces there. The picture was taken at Cedar Canyon. Cedar Canyon is just beautiful. It's a wonderful place to visit. The last time we were there, Mike, we saw a bear down by the stream. But Cedar Canyon, in the local term, is nicknamed Suicide Canyon. It sits at the bottom of a hill. Just below it on the hill is the town of Carrizo, which is one of the poorest neighborhoods on the reservation. And it's not uncommon. Suicide is very prevalent on the reservation because the people do live without hope, with chronic addiction, and just with kind of a general feeling of being lost. And so it's not uncommon for people as young as 12, 13 to get a car and head off that cliff there, which is about a 1,500-foot sheer drop directly behind us. Notice I am in the front, nowhere near that, because that is terrifying. We wanted to get closer to Jesus, not go see him personally on the trip. So, AICM hosts mission teams all summer long, like ours. They take in two teams at a time, typically, from different churches. And our normal experience, and the way that usually works, is that one team, like, they stagger breakfast, and we take turns cooking and cleaning up. We take turns doing work on the campus and going out in the Blue Bus, and then the other team goes out on the Blue Bus while we work. This team, we were tasked with working alongside another church. We worked with Raleigh Church of Christ. And so these are the folks in the picture. We really had a great time working alongside them. So every Sunday, the first day of the week when we get there, we travel Friday, Saturday. Saturday we rest. Sunday we go to church at White Mountain Apache Christian Church, which is in the community of White River. And the staff is off on the weekend at AICM. We want no part of being a burden to them. So we typically do a picnic lunch or grab some lunch out and spend the afternoon exploring the area, which is very close to the Painted Desert and the Petrified Forest. So we took the van that we were so glad to still be traveling in. the extra hour up, and we visited the Painted Desert and the Petrified Forest, and we had not met the Rolla team yet. We had just settled into our dorm. We were on our own, ready to start work on Monday. And as we got back from one of the overlooks, we see this church bus pull up, and it says Rolla Church of Christ. And there, in one of the most beautiful parts of Eastern Arizona, we informally met the people we would be living and serving with for the next week. And we took their picture, and they took our picture, and we ended up just kind of developing an instant friendship with them. So working with them was very easy. There are no coincidences, and that friendly meeting set the tone for the rest of the week. While we worked on campus, the Rolla team went down to Civic U. They worked on building a playground for Robert, the minister there, to make the church a little more inviting. And even though we come from different church backgrounds with differing worship practices, it was clear that both the teams from Central and Rolla had the same unity of purpose. They wanted to come help AICM in their efforts to reach all nations and just to love on the children serviced by the Blue Bus. All right, there's not a great place in the service to put this, but at the beginning in the pre-service loop, if you were sitting in the sanctuary, you probably saw some information about sponsoring a child. So AICM does multiple things. They have the Blue Bus that goes out onto the reservation. They have a boarding school there where the children come off of the reservation. And all the students who attend that school, their families, do pay tuition for their children to come. It's very intentional. So one of the things that we can do to help them is we can sponsor a child. It is only $30 a month, and that provides the child with healthy food while they're on campus, clothing, housing, and a quality Christian education. The sponsors communicate throughout the year with the students through letters back and forth. Typically, they do like Christmas buddies where they send them some gifts, birthday cards, and of course, prayer throughout the year. If you're interested in sponsoring a child, and I didn't grab my phone, but I was going to show you guys how you can do this. You can visit AICM.org, and they have a button on how to help AICM. That's what you click. Or you can snap a picture really quick of this QR code on the screen. It'll pull up the link in your web browser to take you straight to the donation or sponsorship page so you can see more information about what that is and check it out a little bit later. And then definitely make sure your cell phones are silenced and you're put away. We're not going to sneaky Google during the service. I'm going to turn it over to Roger.
Morning again. As we were going to the Blue Bus this year, Zach, the HR operation manager, came out to speak with us. He wanted to talk with us a little about the troubles that are faced on the reservation, in particular at Civic U, where we were going to serve with the Rolla team throughout the week. He reminded us of Ephesians 6, where Paul says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places." Then he talked about the darkness of the ninth plague in Exodus. In Exodus 10, 21 through 23, we read, "Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand towards heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand towards heaven, and there was pitch darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the people of Israel had light where they lived." The reservation is a place where darkness can be felt. It is like a barrier. It is where the kids are often taught contradicting beliefs, and through that, the demons that fell with the evil one do their best to cause havoc. Alcoholism and drugs use are rampant. Child abuse and neglect are commonplace. There are few to no jobs, and if you decide to leave the reservation, you are ostracized or shunned by your family. For most, it is a place with no hope. Zach also spoke of the man who brought his son to Jesus just after the transfiguration. We read about it in Mark 9. The father says, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute, and whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I ask you, I asked your disciples to cast it out, and there they were not able to." After mild rebuking of his disciples, Jesus healed the man. Picking up in verse 28, we read, "And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, 'Why could we not cast it out?' And he said to them, 'This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer.'" There's tremendous power in prayer. One of the things Zach ended with was asking these three questions. Why are you here? What are you doing here? Who are you doing it for? He told us when we were at CivicQ to ask the children their names and really learn them. And then pray for them. And then spend the next 20 years praying for them. In Matthew 9, verse 35 through 38, it says, "Jesus went through all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest.'" On this trip, the laborers were few. There were only six of us who were willing to represent this church. There were so many kids. The harvest was plentiful, but the laborers were few. Following Zach's advice, while we spent time with the kids in CivicQ, we learned their names. As a team, we created a list, and we asked you to help us carry out this task. Team, will you please distribute the list? earnestly for these children and the workers at AICM and all the churches that currently partner with them. We have one last video to share with you. It is prayer requests directly from a few of the staff members at AICM to the congregation at Central Christian Church.
Jesus.
Instead of invitation today, I would ask you to join us in prayer. Many of you have been. You have met the kids and the staff. You know the workers and... you know the workers, the work they are doing. For everyone else, you have a list of names of the children we were fortunate enough to get to spend time with and have heard firsthand of what we have witnessed. Austin will begin, and any of you who would like to pray would be encouraged to do so, then I will close.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us all here today. Lord Jesus, I just ask you just bless these kids that we don't get to see on a daily basis. Lord, they need you more than anything, Lord. Lord, I ask you just continue just to let us be your light and just guide us and love us and just continue to show us the way.
Father, you are mighty, you are powerful, you are great and strong. We have come to rely on that. Father, help us to do our part. You told us that we do not receive because we do not ask. We were challenged to take names. Unfortunately, we couldn't get them all. Some of the kids that struggled the most, or were the most interesting, or were the most fun, still wouldn't quite give us their name. So often we referred to them by nicknames or whatever we could come up with. We know that you know their names, and you know the other names that of the kids that weren't able to get there, weren't able to be there, were at different locations, or even locations that are outside of the means of the Blue Bus right now. We want to lift up these names, and we are going to do the best we can to continue doing that for the next 20 years throughout that really crucial time period to develop. Father, that won't be an easy task. We will definitely need your strength and your help, and even reminders to do so. But we ask you to convict our hearts when those reminders to come through, to stop or to pray no matter what we're doing, even why we continue with our work for these children. So many of them were so wonderful and so, so happy to be there. It brought us great joy to see the joy that the time they got on the Blue Bus brought them. So, Father, we lift up Raina and Rain and Sean and Michael and the one we call Joe and the rest of the list here. Father, often their names are a struggle for me to even read and pronounce, but I rely on you and the Holy Spirit to carry that message from me to you and then that healing to them. Father, the darkness often wins there. They have so many places named for people who couldn't find hope and decided to end their life. So many of the kids are mistreated, neglected, abused, molested. We don't have the power to stop that, but we know you do. So we will lift up their names, and we will ask you to send your angels to protect them, to push away the darkness and shine a light that can be felt. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for supporting our team this year on this missions trip. I hope you will join us in the future. If any of you have questions, please come to any of us and ask. Heavenly Father, thank you for this team and this congregation and all the efforts that went into sending us to AICM. Thank you for the staff at AICM. We ask you to give them strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Are you glad you came today? Let's give it up for the mission team one more time. Got a few announcements. If you open your bulletins there, there's going to be a swimming party coming up on August 7th, or you can just go outside and swim from all the rain, whatever you want to do. But kind of put that on your calendar. Also, on the 29th, we're going tubing. Some of you look forward to going, some of you do not look forward to going. But it's always a good time, and if you want to go, you're welcome to go. Now, the swimming party at Stewart and Delights is kind of on hold because their pool's down, right? So we'll probably meet here at the church, but that's kind of up in the air. So call and check on that if you will. Other announcements. Thank you for Lee and the Bible Bowl team. We give it up to them. Thank you for the efforts that you put forward for that. That's all the announcements we got. We'll be back on our series, Passing the Baton, next week. I have a prayer concern, so if you'll stand up. I would like to say Chin goes for a treatment Tuesday, and I think Jim goes for one at the end of the week. Is that right, Jim? Wednesday, okay. So I want to pray. I want to ask that you to pray for them, not just physically, but psychologically, okay? I think that's also important. But we have an immediate prayer concern right now. We found out earlier today that Evelyn Frederick was unresponsive. So let's bow our heads and let's pray for her today. Father God, we come to you just now. I want to pray for Evelyn. I want to pray for Dawn. I don't know what's going on. We don't. The doctors know. You know. Lord, we pray that you will be in this situation. And Lord, we pray that her health will be restored, that she will be responsive. Lord, we understand that you have the ultimate call on all things. But if it be in your will, we pray that you will restore her life. So we lift up Evelyn to you this morning. I pray for Ching and Jim as well as they go for treatments. And Lord, I know there are others in this congregation that needs prayer. And we pray not only physically, we pray psychologically and emotionally, Lord, because it's not just physical. It's more than that. And we believe in the power of prayer. And just like Roger said today, that we need to be praying. It's the greatest tool that we have at our disposal, because we can come to the Father directly and we can pray to you with our petitions and our prayers. Lord, help us to be diligent in our prayer life. But Lord, I pray that you'll be with Evelyn today and be with Dawn as they try to figure out what's going on with them. Lord, be with us this week as we go about our week. Lord, help us to pray. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.